Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first.
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow and Saturday for the year's biggest denim deal. 2 days only, all jeans are 50% off. That's right, tomorrow and Saturday, all jeans are 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. But you better hurry, it ends Saturday, valid 224 and 225, excludes clearance.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans.
One of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history.
This week in 2002, the Bee Gees made their last ever concert appearance. This week in 2003, 100 people died in a club pyrotechnics accident at a Great White concert. This week in 2009, President Obama honored Stevie Wonder with the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize. That same week in 2009, Rihanna issued a statement thanking fans for their support after an alleged assault by her at-the-time boyfriend, Chris Brown.
464 or a brand new Nissan Rogue, marked down to $19,215. Want to drive home in a Nissan Altima? Buy now at a markdown price of $18,390. Hurry to Woodfield Nissan at 700 West Higgins Road in Hoffman Estates or WoodfieldNissan.com today. Amount off MSRP may not reflect actual selling price on select models.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Of saving.
So they give you an Amazon gift card. Your company saves money and you still keep all your miles. And right now, when you use the code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, you're guaranteed a free $200 Amazon gift card your first time. The code is SCORE. It gets you a guaranteed $200 Amazon gift card. How can you not do it? Upside, save big on travel and get a big gift card every time. Upside.com. That's Upside.com.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. We start in the NBA and a big trade for your Chicago Bulls and the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Bulls sending Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott, and a second-round pick in 2018 to the Thunder for Cameron Payne, Joffrey Laverne, and Anthony Morrow. Once again, Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott, and a second-round pick in 2018 for Cameron Payne, Joffrey Laverne, and Anthony Morrow. I know two of those five guys, and I know what a second-round draft pick is. Elsewhere, the Sixers, they sent Nerlens Noel to Dallas for Justin Anderson, Andrew Bogut, and a first-round pick. Bogut is expected to be bought out and become a free agent. Houston sent KJ McDaniels to the Nets and Tyler Ennis to the Lakers, that according to The Vertical. And the Bulls are back in action. They start up tomorrow night when they host Phoenix in hockey. The Blackhawks begin a four-game homestand when they host Arizona. Puck drops at 7:30 tonight. The Hawks are 5 points behind Minnesota with 22 games to go in the regular season. Earlier today, they signed goalie Jeff Glass to a two-year deal. Major League Baseball, White Sox third baseman Todd Frazier is feeling much better today, but he's still listed as day-to-day with that oblique injury. The Sox will be retiring Mark Burley's number on June 24th. If you need tickets, let me know. I have 15 of them. Cubs, Mike Montgomery, and Rob Zastrzyzny will start the split squad games on Saturday for your Chicago Cubs. This scoreboard update brought to you by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. You hate changing your cat's litter? Then change your cat's litter. Revolutionary Arm & Hammer Slide. Non-stick clumping litter slides right out of the litter box with no scraping and provides a 7-day odor-free home guaranteed. I'm Matt Batacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's. Chicagoland's favorite chorizo burrito is back at McDonald's.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a rebuild. I wouldn't call it, I guess I would call it a retool. You know, because we still really, we like a lot of the players we have on this roster, and we like a lot of the young players we have on this roster, you know, starting with Jimmy, who's 26.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
All right. You know, it's, I am so incensed about that report, apparently, that Adrian Wojnarowski in his podcast at The Vertical said that the Celtics had both of those first-round picks, both Brooklyn picks, on the table for a Jimmy Butler deal, and the Bulls wouldn't listen because they wanted to try to rebuild on the fly. That's fireable. That's everybody's got to go. They'll deny it. Right? I trust Adrian Wojnarowski.
Of course you should.
But the Bulls will deny that that was... But that,
he's got GMs calling him.
Man.
That's what he's turned into. He doesn't have to call GMs anymore. He's got GMs calling him, letting him know what's going on. So, yeah, if that's out there and if he's reporting it, that's as egregious as some of the Ben Gordon, Kobe Bryant stuff that was bandied about back in the day where Sacramento needed to be the third team in the deal. That's as egregious as a lot of the...
That is inexcusable. Absolutely inexcusable. You cannot stand in front of me and tell me why you wouldn't listen to that deal instead trying to get guys just to keep you competitive, to keep you a sixth seed. That is brutal. This is from Tomek, who says, what irritates me about this trade is Doug McDermott. This was a move up in the draft pick. The golden Charlotte pick, gone, done, bad. This sucks. And Matt says it's the perfect trade for the Garpax era Bulls. Pointless, directionless, 100% unsatisfying. My office has Bulls season tickets, and I haven't sought them out once this season. Conversely, if they would have been able to move Butler for a package that included a raw talent like Jaylen Brown, I might be intrigued enough to find my way to the UC a couple times. Watch a guy like that play 20 or 25 minutes. The problem is, I'm clearly in the minority among Bulls fans and people likely to attend Bulls games, Michael Reinsdorf included. That's the toughest realization for me. It's not a wrong one. In Park Ridge, it's Harris on The Score.
Guys, why do I feel like we have, like, two imposters from the Trump administration making deals for us?
Hey.
Like, I feel like these guys belong in our government right now because those are the kind of moves they're making. Like, they're making stuff that, like, that we're all scratching our heads and asking ourselves, are we the idiots? Are they seeing something that we're not? Because I don't think we're idiots.
Yeah, if that report is true, and it's just, Dan, I mean, I've been showing you videos of the kid Zion Williamson, but he's the number two guy. In the class coming up, there's a kid named Marvin Bagley III that people rave about. 6'11", 220-pound, you know, kid. And I know anything can happen with a kid in the NBA. But what you're doing is, if you get both of those picks, you're assuring yourself a top five slot.
Guys.
Top five slot of that in 2 years and this year, one of those point guards. You want to talk about a rebuild? You throw one of these three guys, whether it be Fultz or Ball or Smith, and all of them could suck. But the promise of something to come. I think this sporting society that we live in right now, promising something and trying to execute on that plan and even failing at that plan is regarded as a valiant attempt, more so than just going forward year after year after year and stubbing your toe or watching a guy just make himself into something and then falling down the other side of the hill because the NBA and Father Time always win. You can't tell me if I sat down with any Bulls fan right now who didn't even know about these kids. I said to them, you know what? I want you to watch a couple of games of this guy, a couple of games of that guy, a couple of games of this guy. And tell me that you wouldn't feel better in the next 3 or 4 years with one of those guys leading the way for you and actually playing an exciting brand of basketball, hopefully, if you make a coaching change, whatever the case may be. And then the year after that, I show you now what Zion. If you're sitting at your cubicle right now, I don't want to get you fired, but look up Marvin Bagley III or look up Zion Williamson.
It's so good it's not safe for work.
Right, yeah, because you're going to be yelling things out. You're going to be yelling things out. You probably get fired. HR comes over there, starts to be weird around you. So do it later, or you know, bookmark it for later. But you can't tell me that those 4 or 5 kids that I just named and being along for that ride, being along for that journey, there's something to be said for being on the ground floor of something that you think might be special. Hell, Seattle turned into Oklahoma City. They thought they had something. Of course, it didn't come to fruition, but they went to a finals, and they had 3 of the best players in the game on the team at the same time. Now, mismanagement and ego and all these other things might come into play, but I want to get to the mismanagement and ego part of the talent. That's where I want to get. I want to get to the part where I'm like, damn, these terrific-ass players sure don't like each other. That's what I want to get to. Right now, what I'm doing is watching an overachiever who has made himself a very rich man, and God bless him for doing that, be surrounded by bums and ineptitude in the front office as well.
I want to see raw rookie talent where the wow moments aren't manufactured. I want to see these moments that you know when you see, like, because you've been around the game long enough that you get that tingle in your basketball spidey sense, that it's not like, oh, Denzel hit a shot or Portis knew where to stand. You know it when you see it. Mm-hmm. And it's been too long since there's been a guy like that. We're like, ha ha ha. That's what it's supposed to look like.
Was it 2009? 2010, last time we felt that way with Derek.
When you saw somebody like, ooh.
Yeah, when I was in the building when Derek put it on Goran Dragic's head. I was on press row in Phoenix watching that game, and I had Phoenix guys looking at me like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, hey, you know, he's been doing that for a while now. And of course, what happened to Derek is what happened to Derek. You know, we understand where that went from there. But those moments where you feel like you got something here. And you don't have to lie to yourself, because I even believe with some of the Eddie Curry, Tyson Chandler stuff, we were telling ourselves like, hey, he had 20 points last night. You see how soft his hands were? But you were convincing yourself. I don't want to have to convince myself. And what's happening right now is you're losing while trying to convince yourself that it's okay. That's what you're doing right now. You're spinning your wheels. And do I trust them to pick the right one? If it comes down to Bagley or Zion Williamson, damn it, I want the chance.
If I hear the word accountability from Gar Forman today when he meets with the media, if I hear that word, you thought I threw a pen a couple days ago?
the Wasserstrom effect.
I don't know if I can take it. Sauganash and Tony on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, guys. I got another thing to add since I've been on hold. That report came out. But the first thing is I just became apathetic after the way that this thing went down. I mean, I know he had to go. It was done. But they made it so toxic behind the scenes. And my additional story is my next-door neighbor has a son who is about my age with a former NBA player who was on the Cavaliers during the 2015 playoff season. So I kind of got to know him a little bit. And I asked him, I said, what do you think about the Bulls? Like, what's your impression? And he said, great coach, good, gritty team. And he just rolled his eyes when I said, what about the front office? I mean,
you lost me when he said great coach.
Yeah.
That's somebody who's not paying attention. It's not an opinion I trust.
He hadn't played for him at the time.
But if he's been watching games and he talks to people around the league, I don't even think Fred thinks he's a great coach.
Yeah, he's got his doubts too.
In Huntley, it's Tom on the score.
Hi, guys. You know, my only thought on this is the only thing that could have possibly made this worse for them is if somehow they acquire Jay Cutler in this deal. Because all you're showing is total lack of direction and a perfect contentness with just wallowing in your own film. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd like to watch something else.
I would like to watch something else. I said it last year. I said I wanted a different movie. This movie might be worse.
I think I'm in that sock zone where in the last couple of years I've been like, you know what? If you're going to suck, like entertain me at least. Hit bombs. Kick the ball all over the field. Like be silly. Be dumb. But be entertaining. Is it even entertaining? I'm not. I like Jimmy Butler as a player. I'm not entertained by Jimmy Butler. I'm not. There are a lot of players I like who are like, yeah, he's got game, he's productive. I'm not entertained by him. I'm not entertained by this Bulls package, this Bulls product. Haven't been for a very long time now. And we're not even on the other side of it. Like, we're not even on the downside of what this thing can really be. We're not on the side of the disdain to the point where everyone in there doesn't want to be there and they're losing. They're still winning enough for them to think that there's something here. Because that's what Michael Reinsdorf and Jerry Reinsdorf and Gar Foreman have been telling you.
Yeah, they're not moving Jimmy because Jimmy is still enough to keep the cash moving in. he's just enough until he's hurt or until that starts to erode a little bit. And a guy who is high energy, maximum output, you know, maximum try, starts to deteriorate a little bit, and then it goes south fast.
I mean, the defense has already taken a hit over the last couple of years. Like, people still act like he's locking down people. He's not. When you want to be the point guard on your team, when you want to be the lead guard, when you want to be the big dog that's scoring the points. And
there's a finite amount of energy.
Right. You know, we make the James Harden jokes about how terrible a defense he is. Guess what? When he was with the Oklahoma City Thunder, he was not only their fourth quarter point guard, but he was the guy that they put on people to defend. There's, like you said,
that's amazing.
There's a certain amount of energy that you can have.
And like, now that's why, just doesn't even bother.
Yeah, and he's taken enough hits on it where it's like, all right, cool, I'll be this guy. I'll be the guy that does the tiny Archibald and tries to lead the league in scoring and assists. Michael, that's what made Michael Jordan so special, is that he had that energy and he had that want to try to do both, and then Scottie Pippen took over for him.
St. Louis next, and Darius on the score.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Jason. The moves today kind of seemed as if the Bulls are trying to recoup kind of a sunk cost. They kind of felt as if their draft picks, McDermott and others, weren't going to work out, so they were trying to scrounge as much value as they can. Also, one of the things I've noticed, too, the past couple of seasons, the teams that actually matter aren't the ones that are extremely active at the trade deadline. Going back to Dan has said this multiple times, I think it's whether in the Bulls season or the Bears season that the only way to get better is to draft better, and not only one year, but multiple draft picks over a period of time to groom.
Well, that's a football thing. Darius, when I've said that, I've said the only way to make up for years of bad drafting is years of good drafting. Basketball is a little different because sometimes you can accident yourself into that guy if somebody just wants to join your team.
Is there no correlation, though, in terms of...
Well, look, you got to draft well, but still there's only five guys on the floor at any one time. If you're talking about a 53-man roster, that puts a premium on the draft, especially we know the lesser value of free agency. When free agency in the NBA, if a great young player wants to come to your team, you could all of a sudden be great.
Okay, yeah, in terms of one guy being able to change everything.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right,
okay.
But obviously you got to draft better. You mean your fundamental point is still absolutely true. So we're finding out what you think about a really unsatisfying, if not downright troubling day.
This report better be wrong.
Yeah, but I just don't think it is.
It isn't.
Because Adrian Wojnarowski doesn't get stuff wrong. And when he says that Jimmy Butler probably could have gone to the Celtics if the Bulls were interested in both of those lottery picks, and instead the Bulls turned it down asking for players so they could rebuild on the fly instead.
What is Danny Ainge on, though? I mean, we talked about it during the break about how, you know, you're going to come up to draft night. You're going to have to draft one of these players while telling Isaiah Thomas that he's still the goods and having to pay him in a couple of years and keeping your young core. How do you develop those guys while still trying to be, you know, a viable entity in the East? And if he's all about trading those two draft picks for Jimmy Butler, like, that's shocking to me, too. I thought we were talking about one or the other.
I mean, unbelievable.
There's a lot of silliness going
on. I can't wait to hear what they have to say. And as soon as we find out, we will let you know. It is trade deadline day. The deadline has come and gone, and some Bulls are gone as well. You're listening to The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Breaking news, this just in. Major League Baseball is getting rid of the intentional walk. So instead of having your pitcher throw four balls outside the strike zone, now you can just signal it from the dugout. Talk about changing the curtains on the Titanic. Look, first of all, intentional walks really don't take that much time. It's some dude throwing four pitches. Secondly, they're actually pretty rare to begin with. There's one every 2.5 games. So you're shaving maybe 30 seconds off a game every 3 days. Not exactly a game changer. Plus, it robs us of some of the most glorious moments in the game. A pro athlete being unable to soft toss. Or better yet, a batter who leans over the plate and tries to poke an intentional ball the opposite way. All great moments. I'll tell you what this is really about. This is about the players only agreeing to this change and none of the others. I would say that it's better than nothing, but it's really not. I'm Jim Rome.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This week in music history. This week in 1980, Bon Scott, AC/DC frontman, was pronounced dead on arrival at a hospital after a heavy night's drinking. This week in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne was arrested in San Antonio, Texas, for urinating on the Alamo. Rihanna was born this week in 1988. Frank Sinatra sang before a live audience for the last time this week in 1995.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store. And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning. Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Buying experience. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The one thing that I've gotten from a couple general managers here in the last half an hour and as people analyze that Chicago-Oklahoma City deal is that the Bulls must really, really believe in Cameron Payne, because they gave up, you know, Doug McDermott, who's been up and down this year, but this is a player who, you know, has played better earlier in his career in Chicago. And Taj Gibson, who certainly an expiring contract for them, a player they probably didn't want to resign. But the fact that, you know, Payne is certainly the centerpiece of the deal, they have to really believe he is their point guard of the future, because if he isn't, they're going to look back at this deal and probably feel like they gave up too much.
Adrian Wojnarowski on Yahoo's The Vertical Podcast. All right, so they're all in on Cameron Payne, another point guard that can't shoot. All right, they're cornering the market on point guards that can't shoot.
They love it.
They've got Rajon Rondo, they got Michael Carter-Williams,
Jaren Grant,
and Cameron Payne. They have four.
Point Isaiah Cannon.
Well, he can't. Yeah, I guess
I'm just saying they got five point guards on the roster now.
All bad.
Mm-hmm. the Chicago all bags.
This is really, I'm sorry if it's unsatisfying, but I've been texting with some longtime NBA guys, and all I'm getting is the shrug emoji from everybody. Welp, that's what you got. So I hope we can get the good questions. I hope that Paxson and Foreman can describe exactly in detail what they're doing and how they're trying to do it. Vince is in Grand Rapids. He's on The Score.
Hi, fellas. There's a couple things I wanted to take your task to just a little bit. For a while, Dan, when people had been saying fire Gar Pax, and I've been one of them over the last couple years, you said, what decision would you have made that they didn't, and or why? And to
well, no, I'm with you on Garfour. I don't look at them as an entity. Because considering what is actually happening in that front office, I don't look at it as a Paxson problem as much as a Foreman problem.
Well, I hear you, and you're probably smart to separate them, but certainly the idea that they didn't take these two Celtics draft picks, that had to reach Pax, and he has to have the ability to step in.
I don't know that he does because of Michael Reinsdorf's connection to Gar Foreman. I don't know that that's the case. Hearing about it is different than being able to do something right about it. Because I've been told for weeks now that John Paxson has been advocating for full rebuild.
In that instance, then, maybe he shouldn't be fired because he's incompetent, but because he's obviously not a voice that is of use.
But why would he get fired if the guy that's doing the firing agrees?
The guy that's doing the firing then would why he has them there if he's not going to let him make those kind of decisions, I do not know. But the other thing that I would ask, you had a caller earlier that talked about McDermott and said they were fooled by him because he was white and they thought he could shoot. And you guys thought that, didn't correct him on that. Had he have said a player was black...
It doesn't work that way, Vince. Stop it.
And I'm sure Vince is a guy who tries to strive and achieve racial balance on all fronts.
Yeah, Grand Rapids is known for that. Wiley in Logan Square is on the score.
He was comparing him to Kyle Korver, by the way. You forgot that play.
It was a specific Korver comparison. Yeah.
You know, Dan, you sounded incredulous that the Bulls might have turned down those two future picks from Boston, but isn't that the Reinsdorfian model? You know, you rebuild on the run. Isn't it the Sox model for the last 10 years?
But not now.
Well, not now.
And nor was it in the immediate aftermath of... The answer is no, Wiley. Let me answer your question. You said, isn't that... No, the answer is no. Because when they made the moves that they made for Tyson Chandler and Eddie Curry, when they traded Elton Brand, they have been dynamic in trying to get better in the past. It is this...
It is this...
Yeah, but you didn't say... You didn't say Kraus.
Oh, okay. All right. You're right. I did say Kraus. But talking about the current management team,
that's different.
It seems to follow a White Sox model of rebuilding.
But the White Sox aren't doing that now.
But it took them 10 years to
They're not doing it now. They are rebuilding.
The problem is
transparently.
The problem is, Wiley, you can't tell me.
Don't make this bigger than it is.
You can't tell me when the Bulls are going to think about rebuilding, especially if Jimmy Butler is Jimmy Butler for the next 5 or 6 years.
Exactly. There's no reason to make this Bulls issue something bigger than it is. This is a connection that Michael Reinsdorf has with Gar Foreman, that their wives have, and that the two of them seem to have with Jimmy Butler.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Maticola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. We start in the NBA and a trade between the Bulls and the Thunder. Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott, and a second-round pick in 2018 going to OKC. In return, the Bulls will get Cameron Payne, Joffre LeVern, and Anthony Morrow. Elsewhere, the Sixers have sent Nerlens Noel to Dallas for Justin Anderson, Andrew Bogut, and a first-round pick. Bogut is expected to be bought out and become a free agent. Houston sent a couple players away, KJ McDaniels to the Nets and Tyler Ennis to the Lakers. That's from the Vertical. And the Bulls are back in action tomorrow night when they host Phoenix. In hockey, the Blackhawks begin a 4-game homestand tonight when they host Arizona. Puck drops at 7:30. The Hawks are just 5 points behind Minnesota with 22 games left in the regular season. And earlier today, they signed goalie Jeff Glass to a 2-year deal. Major League Baseball news. White Sox third baseman Todd Frazier is feeling better today, much better, according to Ricky Renteria. But he still is day-to-day with that oblique injury. The Sox will be retiring Mark Burley's number on June 24th. And the Cubs are starting Mike Montgomery and Rob Zestrizny on Saturday in their split squad games. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
trying to figure out why the Bulls are doing what they're doing, and just, you know, urging it. We don't have to globalize this. We don't have to make this into, well, this is like every team, or this is somehow symptomatic of something. No, it's not. It's this team. Part of the issue with this team is that it's worth $2.5 billion.
And it's a part of a booming sports association.
And the other thing to remember, this isn't Jerry Reinsdorf much anymore. That he has transitioned away from the Bulls. He's much more involved with the White Sox and some of those big picture decisions. This is his son, Michael. This is not really, this is Jerry doing this. No, it's really not. It's really not. This is something that he's done in his dotage to try to shift responsibility. And his son is more businessman than basketball competitor. John in Lombard, you're on WSCR.
So basically what you're saying is Michael Reinsdorf's a Mitch, and so is Garpack.
He's a what?
A Mitch.
I don't even know what that means.
It's putting M on the B word.
Well, I don't know. What does it exactly mean?
Like a man B word.
What does that mean? So a woman wouldn't be good at it? What's your larger point?
It's not a new term. It's been around for a while.
Okay, but what does the term exactly mean?
It means a male.
Okay, but what? Fine. Even if you used the B word, what would you mean by that?
It's just a way to insult somebody more because you're not. It's just a different.
So you're insulting him by you're insulting him by saying he's like a woman?
No, he's a male.
Yeah. Well, that what do you think? What do you think bitch means?
Oh, you can say that. Okay, great. Well, yeah, but the point of
No, John, I'm trying to clarify.
Okay, great.
You're trying to insult them by comparing them to women. Is that what you're getting at?
No, it's just
Then what do you think the B word means? What do you think bitch means?
Well, a female dog.
Okay, so what's the exact comparison then?
John is trying to call a man a bitch.
Exactly.
To accomplish what? So what are you insinuating when you say something like that? What is that supposed to mean?
God, it means he's a Mitch. That's what it means.
No, but yeah, I don't think you're capable of quite understanding what you're doing here.
John, just go ahead and get it on with the rest of your day, brother.
Yeah. Crown Point, Indiana. Jake, you're on the score.
Hey guys, what is the number one thing when you're running a business? What is the number one thing you stay away from? You do not let personal feelings get in the way of business. Otherwise, it's going to ruin your business.
Well, here, Jake, back up a second here. When you keep it in the context of running a business.
I should say running an organization.
Whatever you're doing, they're running a great business. You can't fault them on that.
Yeah, there's no reason to change, Jake.
Money making. I should have been more specific. In this particular business, in when you're trying to be a good team, a very good team, you're chasing championships, and you're trying to please your fans. Your fans don't care about how much money's in your pocket. Your fans care about winning, and clearly. And I saw that Joe Colley article the other day that he wrote about what Michael Reinsdorf is a business first aspect. That's great, but that's an insult to the fans. It's to me.
But the fans don't. But the fans don't care.
That he cares about winning or that he cares about business and not about winning.
Correct. They know what they.
I'm a fan and I care.
How many games do you go to a year?
A couple. I mean, I don't have time to go to every single one of them.
Okay, but you still go.
I haven't gone to a game this year. I really don't plan on it because I'm that sick of supporting this atrocity, this whatever this is.
The point is, Jake, that there are a lot that are willing to, and they see those. You know, I don't think it could get any more clear in a different sport, same town, than what George McCaskey said. To David Hall about him walking through the South lot and people being okay with what the Bears are, people being happy with what the Bears are. Owners see the concessions, owners see the parking lot full, owners see the fact that 18,000-19,000 fill up the UC, or if not fill up, the tickets are bought. So owners live in that bubble. You know, we've been talking about bubbles now for 3 months in this country. Owners live in that bubble, and until that bubble starts to, you know, get burst a little bit, and or is threatened to be punctured, there's no reason to. Now, the great owners make that money and also try to get that championship. Or sometimes that championship propels you and puts you in the spotlight of, okay, now we got to stay at this level. The Golden State Warriors, what Steph Curry did to a franchise and what he did to a league is remarkable. Not only did he, a guy who, they got him on the cheap at $48 million because he had bad ankles the previous years before his blow-up. He not only won them a championship along with their great drafting and putting pieces around him, but he built a new building for them. So now they have to stay at this level of, okay, we're in a booming part of the country where the tech industry is now so involved in buying basketball, buying the business of basketball out there in San Francisco and in the Bay Area. Now they've got a $1.5 billion arena getting ready to go up. They moved on the other side of that bridge where everybody wants to be in San Francisco, some of the highest priced real estate. So his excellence forced them to stay at a certain level. Now, of course, they don't tear down the team, but guess what?
The key is the parade they had.
Right, exactly. So the parades were in 98, and that excellence has been, they've been riding that for a while.
They didn't just build a building, and they didn't just build a glittering new practice facility. They transformed an entire series of West Side neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
They gentrified square miles of a city.
Try to get over there now. See how much it's going to cost you. Try to go over there 2-3 years ago. See how much it was going to cost you.
I told you when I'm standing at the Walgreens at Western and Madison and then just didn't think twice until I walked out of there. I'm like, man, I'm standing at Walgreens in Western and Madison.
Chicago Stadium right outside used to be the Hostrel. That's where prostitutes used to walk up and down. Try to get some land over there now for less than...
Used to be couches on fire on the corner.
Less than $450,000. Yep. Less than $500,000.
Those apartment buildings behind Gunzo's there?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you think about what the business of basketball has done for the Reinsdorf family and for the Bulls organization, it really is... There's no impetus to be better than what they are right now. And on top of it, they've got a selling point. They got a nationally branded selling point now in Jimmy Butler. And when I say nationally branded, the fact that Jordan put his name behind that guy and with Jordan brand materials and sportswear, that's huge. You got like, what, 4 or 5 guys? You got Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, Jabari Parker, right? Kemba Walker, Jimmy Butler.
Westbrook.
And Russell Westbrook. You got some huge names. He's one of them. So if you're looking at it from the Bulls' point of view, why? So it could all fall down? And that's the problem that the fans have, is that it's not going to all fall down because you're not invested the way they're invested.
We're continuing to talk about this trade deadline day. We are still waiting for John Paxson and Gar Forman to come out and meet the assembled media. Supposedly, they have agreed to appear together and answer questions. So by the time we get done today at 6 o'clock, we hope to learn more about this curious indirection or lack of direction. I would say misdirection, but it just seems to be a sense of...
hopelessness.
And status quo. I just want to know why it is what it seems to be. You got the score.
Chicago's number one sports morning show is Mully and Hanley, live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
It's great. They also have queen sets, Dan, for as low as $179.99. Plus, you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years.
And that's a reason to check out the Tempur-Pedic, check out the adjustable base, because when you actually look at no interest financing and you do some simple division and you look at what it would cost you per day when you're kind of lying there at Mattress Firm, you think, oh yeah, I'd pay $4 or $5 to lie in this thing tonight, and then you would answer that each day. And with all these discounts, it's probably significantly less than that.
You know, and you're probably thinking, well, I've seen other sales going on, but they're not Mattress Firm. Number one, they have the most knowledgeable people in the sleep business at Mattress Firm. Number two, you can shop with confidence at Mattress Firm, knowing you're getting the lowest price. Regardless of what you've seen, if you find the same or comparable mattress set for less than Mattress Firm's displayed or advertised price, you simply bring that ad in and they'll beat it by 10% or it's free, even up to 100 days after purchase. I'm telling you, they are committed to giving you the lowest price. You go to mattressfirm.com, you find the location nearest you, get in there, take advantage of the final few days of the President's Day sale, and let the sleep experts help you find the mattress that best suits your sleep style. It's Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep happy.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. I know that these other banks and mortgage companies don't like me, but I don't care. They're all scrambling around trying to figure out how to keep up with the home loan expert, but there's not a chance. I'm always looking out for our clients, and I'm going to make sure they get the lowest possible rate on the best loan with customer service that no one can match. Refinancing or buying a home, why would you go anywhere else? Thousands of satisfied past clients can't be wrong. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com. Everything under the sun,
Pontiac RV. Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow and Saturday for the year's biggest denim deal. 2 days only, all jeans are 50% off. That's right, tomorrow and Saturday, all jeans are 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. But you better hurry, it ends Saturday, valid 224 and 225, excludes clearance.
This week in music history. This week in 2002, the Bee Gees made their last ever concert appearance. This week in 2003, 100 people died in a club pyrotechnics accident at a Great White concert. This week in 2009, President Obama honored Stevie Wonder with the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize. That same week in 2009, Rihanna issued a statement thanking fans for their support after an alleged assault by her at-the-time boyfriend, Chris Brown.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We are accountable for what this team did this year. And accountability. Accountability, hold accountable. Accountability goes to everyone. Your accountability goes every which direction.
Be held accountable.
All right, so who's accountable?
That's Chris Tannehill trolling me.
And how do you hold him accountable? It's like the zero tolerance stuff that you hear every once in a while in sports. Except for this one time. What happens here? And by the way, if you're on Twitter, Taj Gibson tweeted out hashtag thunder up. And Doug McDermott tweeted out, let's go with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5 O's. So Doug's ready to...
Doug's out of Bulls jail.
Yeah, Doug's ready to thunder up. Have a good time in the Western Conference playoffs. Where they at
Thunder
right
up
now?
Yourself.
Bless up. Where they at right now? The Oklahoma City Thunder are seventh. They'll have a first-round matchup with the Spurs if everything stays where it's supposed to right here. So, yeah, he'll be in the playoffs, you know, playing with Russell Westbrook. All eyes will be on him. He'll be the kick-out guy because they are one of the worst, if not the worst, three-point shooting team in the NBA. Like, they're right down there with the Bulls. So they needed a guy like Doug. They got a guy like Doug, and now he's gonna thunder up with one Taj Gibson. And the Bulls are going to do whatever the Bulls do. The Bulls are the seventh seed in the East right now.
Yep, hell of a year in the East. I had some people reaching out, by the way, asking about tonight's poker event, if there are any remaining seats. The answer is no. That we did sell out late as
sell out.
Things rolled in. Sell out! There, we will have, if you want to show up tonight, I can't guarantee anything. There's going to be a limited number of spectator seats available. $75, all you can eat, all you can drink, to come and hang out and be part of this fabulous party. But I don't know exactly how many we're going to have, and I can't guarantee that you're going to get in if you show up, so don't be mad at me. But that's if you do want to see if you can pop on in and come hang out with us. I'm going to be cutting out at like 5:30. I know you and Tanny and Shep and Maddie and everybody are going to be like taking the mystery machine over afterwards.
Were you aware of this, Chris Tannehill? I was not.
Squad goals, man.
Yeah, I did not know that Dan Bernstein was going to be leaving his job early.
Yeah, you don't. Don't
yeah, he
play.
He does that every year, no, so I kind of
don't
that
play. Then Mitch is going to get come in my office. I thought you guys. I need you to communicate.
You guys
aren't communicating well enough. Around. Just I'm communicate. Everybody needs to communicate. Talk to each other.
Yeah, 30 minutes. We'll hang out while Dan is gone. We'll do It's On, and then we'll do a little meat slapping and say goodbye to everybody.
It'll be a lot different version of It's On without Dan.
Oh, without question, there'll be no Northwestern basketball in It's On.
You're right about
that's
Northwestern
his staple,
basketball,
forcing people to watch Northwestern.
I don't force anybody.
You do. You've been pushing Northwestern on me for like weeks. I'm the actual, like, I'm the guy that should be pushing Northwestern basketball on you, and you've been pushing it on me for weeks. Every time I watch, they lose, or it's not entertaining enough for me.
I blame it on my kid. And meanwhile, my kid's killing my phone saying he likes the trade because he thinks Cameron Payne is better than everybody thinks.
Well, he's a goof too, then.
That's what I told him.
Yeah.
And I said he can't shoot.
Why does he think Cameron Payne is better?
He likes him.
Why?
I don't know.
He's watching Murray State basketball?
I don't know. He likes
it. That's the last time you saw him play for an extended period of time.
I guarantee you it's something from NBA 2K17.
Well, then he's a bad general manager, too.
All of his opinions are informed
by NBA 2K17. You know who's awesome on 2K17?
I know.
The Timberwolves.
Yep.
They're awesome to play with when Zach LaVine is healthy because he can dunk everything. Andrew Wiggins dunks everything. Karl Anthony Towns is awesome. Chris Dunn is a defensive stud. None of that is true in real life.
I'm also blaming the Northwestern basketball thing on him, too.
You should.
I would put it all on him.
You should. And Jim Phillips as well.
Our Cody Westerland here is saying it could be close to 2 more hours until Gar Forman and John Paxson talk because of a backlog on the NBA processing trades. That means we might not be done, right?
No, they're done. They're just hiding.
Why would that keep them from talking? Come on, guys. Come on.
I'm going to talk to you after the 76ers game, the last game of the season.
They're waiting out the media is what they're doing.
Good for them.
They want to keep it out of the afternoon news cycle,
good
maybe?
For them. They've earned it. They've earned it.
So, just sitting in somebody's office,
hanging out,
eating potato chips.
Eat cucumber sandwiches.
Seeing if somebody's going to go home.
Mm-hmm. Good for them. Good for the Bulls. I'm not even going to make up a new song. They don't deserve my vocal accompaniment.
That's Bush League.
Mm-hmm.
There's no backlog. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
That furious NBA trade deadline that they don't know how to deal with at the NBA office anymore. I mean, unless, like you said, unless there are like 3 or 4 trades that they're trying to, you know, get the money right on, or because trades get voided quite often. Because guys are sending things and agreeing to terms, and they're like, oh, wait a minute, there was a 6 there instead of a 9, so that's not 85% of the deal. And, you know, certain teams like the 76ers were easy to trade with this trade deadline because they're so far under the cap.
They have a staff
salary
full
floor
of people.
Yeah.
They have operators standing by. They've got a whole room of people evaluating
like
these things as they come in. It's not like, oh, well, you know, Maury needs more time.
Right. Myrtle and Maury are sitting there.
I don't know about this. Come on.
Do you got the KJ McDaniels numbers?
That's their whole job. They've got a clearinghouse that can just move it all through.
And by the way, shame on you, NBA. This is another disappointing-ass trade deadline day. I remember when trade deadline day, and I know DeMarcus Cousins happened a couple of days ago, so that can't be included in this, but I remember back in the day where it was like, Deron Williams went where? Or Steph Marbury went where? Like, it used to be fast and furious trading, and now it's all about cap stuff. It's all, I mean, the Rose thing, at least. Give me that. Give me Derrick Rose to the Minnesota for Ricky Rubio. How about Phil, too? How about Phil getting played every which way? Just thinking that he's got assets out there and just dangling all of them, and by the way, nobody wants them. Like, there's so many losers in this thing. So many losers.
I still can't believe the Bulls gave up a draft pick.
I still can't believe that report by Adrian Wojnarowski about two picks being on the table and a vet. How could the money match up if they didn't want to give up a vet?
Even if there's one pick, even if there's a single lottery pick on the table.
There's a certain monetary value of a pick, but you've got to, because I don't think that the Celtics are that far below the cap that you didn't have to do the within 85, the 85 to 115% thing. Where you know, they got to, I think the 76ers still got to get to the salary floor, if I'm not mistaken. And I know they traded Ersan Ilyasova to the...
Don't bring him up.
He is the ballin this year.
The man ballin. Who must not be named.
Career high this year, 15 points a game.
I've still never seen him make a shot.
Not even with Milwaukee?
Every shot he's ever taken.
I'm not going to stand for this Ersan Ilyasova slander.
I can't stand his game.
And why?
First of all, he looks like a Vulcan. and second of all, I hate his game.
Like Eddie Volkman?
No, it'd be an improvement if he did. No, it's just... Why Shane and Eddie? Come on now.
I'm a Jobo guy. That's why. No, I don't know, man. I mean, this has been a lackluster NBA trade deadline. And if you're a Bulls fan, the chances were slim and none for Butler to go. Right? So when you hear these reports, it's all about, like, I don't know if they take these back to Jimmy and go, hey, man, this is how much we love you. I don't even know how much you have to say that to Jimmy anymore. Like, if you're John Paxson or Gar Foreman, how much do you have to fortify the relationship between you and Jimmy Butler? You gave him all the money you could. He earned all the money he could. You put a guy next to him that he is fond of in Dwayne Wade. I mean, this offseason, who knows what you're going to do? You put the ball in his hands because he's your lead guard. He's your James Harden, if you want to believe in that. Like, I want to know what the Bulls are doing inside their organization. To hell with what they're telling the fans.
Right now, they're hiding in an office.
Well, obviously, they're doing that.
But there's a backlog. We're not allowed to talk until the NBA.
Like, what are those conversations right now between the three principal parties of Michael Reinsdorf, John Paxson, and Gar Foreman? You think they're high fives? They're like, yeah, we got them. We got Cameron Payne.
I think it's Gar and Mike in an office together, and they don't go down and talk to Pax.
They call Pax when it's time to yell at players about yelling at their coach. Is that like is Pax the official guard dog of Bull sensibilities?
You see the 847 text. What you're not gonna do, Bernstein, is knock the Vulcans.
That's not gonna happen. No, not on my watch.
Not gonna happen on my watch. Vulcans. I apologize to all Vulcans who might be listening. He's Goff. I'm Bernstein. You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where cars and SUVs are just...
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car. Paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow and Saturday for the year's biggest denim deal. 2 days only, all jeans are 50% off. That's right, tomorrow and Saturday, all jeans are 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. But you better hurry, it ends Saturday, valid 224 and 225, excludes clearance.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning. CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV